Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you could fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us. Good evening and welcome to the Business Beware Show. You know, we have a bunch to talk about, but I do want to say something at the very beginning of the show, because it's kind of been one of those days, like, listen to the radio and listen to the, you know, the news and everything, what happened in Orlando. You know, I just want to say something, you know, I can't imagine, I can't imagine what the families are going through because of what
yes,
we've been
we can.
Through. So, I just, you know, it's kind of one of those things you can't ignore. You can't, I mean, it's kind of all over the place and everything else, and it's just one of those things that, I don't know. I just wanted to touch on really quick because I think it's, you know, when you go through something like that, and I was watching today on the, with the news, and it was showing the mom showing the text,
yep.
You know, where it was saying like,
her son was in the bathroom.
Yeah. And just, you know, I mean, what a terrible thing to, you know, to have for the mom or dad or anybody.
For anybody.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, I mean, this, you know, it kind of brought back some old memories today for me, you know, with the family, what we've been through. And I just, you know, so my heart goes out to everybody and anybody who's affected by that, you know.
Right.
So
it's a good word, you know, and I think as we mom and I were talking about it, you know, as these things happen, you know, every day you hear something like this, but then you hear of tragedies that are, you know, a lot larger than others, you know. Mm-hmm. As you go through life, you and what we've been through, of course, like you were saying, you know, you try to compartmentalize a lot of things and mm-hmm. You're numb and just a lot of things going through your mind, but you know, anybody knows us knows our faith that got us through it, and there's been a lot of that's the only thing we can stand on, and I hope and I pray that those folks have the same faith that we do, and then, you know, that's the main thing is our prayers go out to them, because, you know, this is I can't remember who told me the story, but, you know, they call it the butterfly effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
When a butterfly goes across, you know, the, you know, flies in front of you, you know, it doesn't seem like it, but, you know, those, you know, wings are flapping, and it affects a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not only the direct people who, you know, lost their lives, but, and their direct families, but, you know, friends and colleagues,
right.
And, and everything. And, you know, you see the people, you know, out in the street crying, and just because of, and like you said, is what we've gone through, you know, we saw a lot of that with Rachel. That people we didn't even know, and it was at times very comforting. So
right, well, the stories,
our hearts and prayers go out to them.
Yeah, the stories that come through with it. Well, and especially like small business, family business. You know, I mean, something like that happens, or, you know, even a mm-hmm. death in the, you know, it affects, like the ripple effect, like you said. So it's kind of, you know, we feel it as a small business community, as, you know, just friends.
Absolutely.
And family and all that stuff. So, but
yeah. Good words.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to do that, but I appreciate that. No,
well, it's
I
just
really
one
did.
Of those things, like, all day, you know, you've been hearing it. And, I mean, everybody on the radio is kind of just, you know, it's like you can't ignore it, you know. And
well, and you almost want to, like I said, compartmentalize it. And, you know,
right.
At times, you know, you want to turn the TV off and just kind of, you know, just have some quiet time and say, okay, it's, you know, we know all about it. It's done. There's going to be more coming out in the future and everything. But, you know, it's not going to go away. And
mm-hmm.
and this is, folks, this is the start of it. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about tonight is in our business. are we enabling terrorism in our businesses? And, you know, there's been some things that come out that have come out just today about this guy. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. There's a lot there. And that's I don't care what you do. When things like this happen or things in your life that happen, you start digging things up and you start looking in the closet, should we say. There's a lot of skeletons. And this guy and his family had a lot of skeletons. And there's been some things that have come up. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's a lot to talk about tonight. There's a lot going on.
There's always a lot going on. And, yeah. And I think you hit it. I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, we're about mom and pops. We're about small businesses. And the thing is that when that affects, like it affected us, mm-hmm. You know, almost 4 years ago, it affected our entire business. And mom right. and pops, that you can't walk away from that. You can't mm-hmm. you can't shut down. And, you know, you want to, but there's some things you can't shut down when you have businesses up and going and everything. And I think that's some of the things we want to, you know, touch on and talk about tonight.
Well, I think it means something, too. Like, I think back on that time, and it kind of, you know, you don't feel like, I mean, you kind of, I remember just staring at the computer, and it's like nothing else mattered. You know, I mean, yep. I'm like, I'm treading water here, and I don't know how to, you know, function, basically. Mm-hmm. I was disoriented. And, but what the cool thing was is that I remember people stepping up.
Yes.
Employees and people around, friends. I mean, they were doing anything they could to help because, I mean, your business depends upon, like yep. we talk every week, mm-hmm. small business owner, you may be it, you know, so if something happens.
And that's it. We had employees that could pick up the torch and run with it, mm-hmm. as they say. And there's a lot of mom and pops that, you know, they're it.
Right.
And a lot of times they do shut their doors for short-term periods of time. And there's nothing to matter with that. You know, you've got to prioritize. You've got to take care of the things you need to take care of. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that being said, I would like to talk about this, about being, you know, are we, like I said, are we enabling terrorism in our businesses? And are you prepared as a small business owner to take the proper steps for situations like this? And the situation I'm talking about is, you know, what if this happened? What if you own the Pulse Club?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, right. have you thought these things through? And, you know, I hate to say it, it's the world we live in, but you really need to prepare for this. You need to think about it. You at least need to have a game plan. You need to have a, you know, or, you know, if it's any other tragedy in your life, you know, as a small business owner, are you prepared? And, you know, we save money. We do all these different things to protect ourselves. We have insurance and everything else. But are you prepared to for something like this to happen that affects you as a family and a business, which is together when you're a small family business? Do you have a backup plan? Do you have something mm-hmm. that will prepare you? And yeah. One thing.
Lord knows you need that.
And you do. And this is just some of the things that, this is some of the highlights we're going to go over real quick is the gunman, his name was Omar, and you know, he was a security guard. There was an ex-police officer who worked security guard with him. And what he did was, this guy's name was Daniel Gilroy, and he had noticed that the guy was always in a rage. He was always upset.
I saw that, yeah.
He Megyn was, Kelly, you know, he was very radicalized. Whenever he saw black people, he would, you know, he would call them, you know, the N-word. I mean, just, you know, just, but hatefully is what this mm-hmm. Gilroy guy yeah. said. Then he also, you know, about lesbians or gays or anything, or and Jewish people. So he just, it's almost kind of, You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, this Islamic Muslim, that's what they do. There's, you look on YouTube, and they hate the gays so much. They literally, you know, they say that if you're gay, you should be put to death. They literally have YouTube videos that you can see where they have thrown young gay men off roof buildings.
Oh,
and
good Lord.
Them. So that's how radicalized they are. So they said that this, you know, this guy was... that's how he was, and also his dad was like a prominent guy who has talked about, you know, some stuff that is very questionable. Well, the FBI looked at him twice. So, but the thing was, he never got fired from his business, from the business, the security company, because he was Muslim. And that's wrong. It's wrong. I can't say this enough. It's wrong. If you own a small business and you see this and you don't like what you see, you fire that person. I don't care if they're black, yellow, red, white, green, or in between. It doesn't make any difference. I didn't mean to rhyme there. But, I mean, it's your right as an owner. But do you know your rights as an owner? You know, these are some questions we all have got to ask ourselves and try to figure out. as we, you know, own small businesses and everything, and you've got to be prepared. You've got to be prepared for this. But they, you know, this Daniel Gilroy, he said it. He even said something. This ex-police officer now, he said he even, you know, told the owners of the company. And then when he got back to Omar, he started this Gilroy guy quit, and Omar started texting him for 3 or 4 days, obscene and threatening texts.
Oh, really? Well, I did see about a former coworker saying that he wanted him transferred or removed, and they wouldn't do it, so he quit. So that must be the guy who they're talking about.
Yeah, and
so.
This is all. Yeah, Daniel gave did a story with the Kelly File. You know, Fox News,
mm-hmm.
and that's what
okay,
I'm reading
that's
it
what
from
I was reading,
and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's my disclaimer, but that's what he says. But you know, let's pull this back, and let's take all these layers off and everything. And what I'm saying here, you know, this show is about small businesses. What I'm saying is you need to be prepared for this. It doesn't matter if it's going to be terrorism. It doesn't matter if you just have someone who's just, you know, is like we say, it's a cancer. You need to cut it out. You need to have a plan to take care of this, but you also need to know your rights or what rights you have as a business owner.
I don't know. Our rights are like going out the window these days.
Well,
I mean,
that's just it. What rights do you have? But you need to know those things before you have to make that decision. At least prepare yourself and read up on it, get a lawyer and find these things out is all I'm saying.
I hate to say it, but it's
the world that we live in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to rant and rave about it, but, you know, that's our mission is to tell people to be prepared, small business owners. So, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more of this, but some different things, too.
Don't say we didn't tell you.
That's right. We'll be right back.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You know, we've been talking about this the thing in Orlando and about how businesses should prepare themselves, and you know, it's a sobering subject, but it's still something I really believe that small business owners really need to put a little bit of thought into. I know even across the country, there for a while after I think that shooting in Florida, where you know at the Armed Services Center, mm-hmm. and another one, they were asking small businesses to get a plan. You know, have a plan. Even probably have someone in your business that carries a weapon.
If something like that were to happen.
And they're going to start talking a lot more about this. But one thing, you know, I want to finish up on this. I don't want to take, you know, a lot of time with it. But just to let you know out there that, you know, you really do need to prepare. And one thing I do want to say is, you know, as business owners, you have the right. You have the right. You know, we talk about our rights all the time, and our rights are being taken away, as Ashley said, in many different areas of our life. But you have the right to fire and hire people most states are at will states, and you need to look up what your state is. At will mm-hmm. means that you can.
Well,
fire
that's what the key is
will.
Looking up your state, because
yes.
everyone. I mean, I was looking at something the other day, and I was like, wait a minute, it's totally different from Georgia to Florida to
yeah,
you know, so
the Kalamazoo.
It is,
that's right.
Uh-huh, yeah,
and that's a good
make
point,
sure
Ashley, because.
Up.
And you, we can't stress that enough. That's mm-hmm. that's a very good point. Make sure that you know, and you know, if you've got a
now
small
if you're
business,
on the line, I don't know what to tell you on that part.
That's kind of like those. It's kind of like those 10 houses they found in North Carolina. Now by GPS, they found out like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
these, you know, the homeowners are now in South Carolina.
We're being indicted. And we're in the wrong place.
That's right. Well, now their taxes are going up and everything else. So,
and
most of them early. But, you know, you've got the right to hire and fire usually as you need to. But the thing is, people should get their jobs and keep their jobs because of their performance and knowledge of that job, because of their willingness to be there on time. All these key factors that we look for as small business owners, not because they look a certain way, not because it's a beautiful woman or a good-looking guy or because of religion or anything like that. They need to, you know, but as small business people, we need to stand up and we need to say that, you know, this is how it's going to be. And if you see something that's not, you know, in place, FBI Director Comey came out today and he said, he had a long speech and he said, look, every time we have one of these things that happened to us, when we get down into it, we start digging and pulling layers back and pulling everything back. You know, all of a sudden you have friends and coworkers go.
There were 55 red flags.
Yes, exactly. and he's like, please, if you see this stuff, let us know. And then the pundits come back and they say, oh, well, you investigated the guy twice. Well, they did, but they didn't find anything. But at least there may be something that someone's ready to do something right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I've got to say. Just be sure, you know, exercise your rights as a business owner, but make sure what your rights are.
Well, also, not, you know, I... business owner, yes, but also to the employees. Let me say this.
That's a good
if
point.
If you notice something, I mean, if you're, you know, any employees that are out there, I mean, if you notice something too, don't be afraid to go to the business owner and think that, you know, I mean, now, don't get me wrong.
Or the authorities.
Or the authorities,
yeah. Or the authorities.
Because even if you do, something does happen. Let's say you lose your job. I mean, there are many things that could happen. I don't know what the situation could be or what it would. It doesn't matter. But the thing is that you did the right thing. You know, I mean, if something arises and everything else and you were, let's say you were that one person that raised a red flag. You know, I mean, at least you tried to do the right thing.
And we're going to talk later about someone lost their job about the American flag.
I know. So that's what I mean.
When
is
you
like
see it, take a stand.
Yeah.
But take a stand. And you know, that's a problem with people today in America and, you know, small businesses and everything. Everybody, you know, throw them all in the mix there and everything. That's the problem right now in America today is, you know, everybody wants to be proper. You know what? There's got to be a time and a place where people stand up and go, I don't care whether it's proper or not. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
No, they won't be proper. They want to send a text message. Hey, you over there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're kind of being ornery, and I need to talk to you.
I'm watching you.
I mean, you know, come on,
people. I got my eyes on you.
I know. I'm just saying. I mean, it's just whatever. Somebody the other day, I was out somewhere, and these two people were sitting there, and I'm like, oh, look, they're having, like, you know, dates, something. I don't know, whatever. No, they're on the phone the whole time. They're probably texting each other, hey, you look good. Hey. Would you like to order spaghetti?
Yeah.
That's the world that we live in.
What
right
movie are you going to watch tonight?
I know.
You get home.
I know. You know, speaking of.
Did you let the dog out? Oh, no.
Texting and all the above. But I saw something that was very interesting. And, of course, this has to go with, you know, we're talking about here, we're a small business entrepreneur, you know, radio show here and TV show and everything. But we talk about this stuff about encouraging entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of these
I
kids.
Do.
These
usually you don't.
I just insert stupid jokes here and there every once in a while. But a lot of the millennials and these people that are coming out of college and everything else, you were encouraging them to start a business and, you know, this entrepreneurship movement. Well, do you know that most of them can't even, I mean, one, they can't afford a mortgage because they're in so much debt,
mm-hmm.
but they can't even start a business. They can't even get a loan to start a business because they're in so much debt.
I think 30% of millennials now are living at home.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I didn't that, yeah. Isn't that what I said the other day?
Mm-hmm. And it's even to the point now, I read something too where most millennials are actually rejecting credit cards too. And why? Because they're already in so much debt. And it said 33% of adults between ages 18 and 29 have one. So that's only 33%.
So are you, so they're actually rejecting the credit cards to be sent to them, or the credit card people are rejecting them?
No.
To give them to them.
The kids are rejecting the credit cards. They're in so much debt because now they're learning.
But good for them.
Oh, yeah.
At least that's a little bit of silver lining in the in the storm
like
clouds.
This lady, Christian Riviera, she's 25. I've never owned nor ever do I ever want to own a credit card. She's a digital marketing specialist in New York City. She said, it was just a recent decision I made, but growing up, I was warned of the risk. And da, da, da. So they're seeing an increase of people not taking credit cards, and then they've got all this debt, but on top of it, they can't even get a loan, and on top of it, they can't even get a mortgage.
Well, it's definitely a catch-22 situation, because if you don't have a credit card and you don't build up credit, then it's hard to get a loan beyond that credit,
right.
You know, and everything.
So
they have to make their decision on what road they choose for life. And
mm-hmm.
I don't blame her. I think that's admirable. I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, there was actually, it was a Marine, mm-hmm. and him and his wife, they had, like, combined $40,000 debt. And so they paid off their debt, and then he actually said, he goes, we're paying cash for everything else, and we got rid of our credit cards.
I don't blame
So it's, you know, it's just an interesting thing with what's going on, you know, entrepreneurship. We're telling these kids to do this stuff, or, you know, Trump University and all that stuff. No, I'm kidding. See, I insert jokes with the whole thing. Nothing bad about that. But I thought this was interesting. So these two guys, they used to work for In-N-Out Burger, which, do you know what that is?
I would think that you eat it and out it comes later.
Oh, my
God.
Please.
I
shouldn't have even gone there with
it.
No, we just went somewhere awful. But no, so these two guys.
I mean, I'd have thought a better name, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
And by the way, I can do that.
You really don't know what In-N-Out Burger is. It's like, it's basically a cult out in California. Like, this franchise is so big.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, anyway, beside the point.
As you guys say, shut up.
Yeah, I know. So, anyway, well, you know what? We're probably not going to have enough time to get into this, so we'll talk about it shortly. But these two guys, to sum it up, these two guys had been working for In-N-Out Burger, and they learned from their managers and everybody else, but they started their own screen repair. And
well, wait a minute, while we have a few seconds, can we talk about the name In-N-Out Burger? Because that really, to me, that is
that's really
odd.
Oh my God, you're gonna look it up, and then you can correct yourself on
that's
that.
That's gonna be one of those.
That's gonna be ingrained in the rest of my brain for the rest of my life.
We'll be right back. In next. Later.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Business Beware Show. And right now with this music on, all I can picture is Mom is sitting there dancing. Don't you remember it was that time her phone was ringing and she was just dancing? We're like, Mom, your phone's ringing. Oh, I thought it was on the radio. God, I love
bless
her.
Bless her heart.
I know. Bless her.
Yes. Bless us.
Yes, bless us.
I love her.
So anyway, we were talking about In-N-Out Burger, and now that I have filled Father into the off of this.
Yeah, during the break, she was telling me all this stuff, and I went, what?
I'm like, you're going to be sued for defamation suit now here with the, you know. No.
Here's
so anyway.
My disclaimer. I didn't mean it.
He really didn't know. I thought he was joking, but he really didn't know. So anyway, two guys from
I
the.
I still stand by it, though.
two guys from the In-N-Out Burger franchise, they actually decided to open a, what's it called? A screen repair mobile service. So like window screen, I think it's for, I don't know if anyway, whatever.
Well,
I was reading
those
earlier.
For like lanais down in Florida.
Yeah, that's
like
what
that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe abroad.
Screening porches.
Oh, there it is. Repairs door window screens. Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway, there we go. I knew I had it somewhere. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, they're actually, I thought it was kind of funny because they're taking some of the people, they're pulling some of the recruits from the In-N-Out Burger. And they're like, well, we're not trying to, you know, poach anybody or anything like that. But he said they believe that in a fast-paced, well-run restaurant, that people have the drive and energy to take what it makes to make a mobile franchise work.
They need a fast-paced, In-N-Out employee who can do screens.
Uh-huh.
Fast-paced is what it is.
Exactly.
So they couldn't make it as a burger flipper, so they're going to put a tool in their hand and let them do screens.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the it said, how did it prepare you for owning your own business? He said, I got the courage one day to finally ask my boss what it would take for me to become a store manager. His answer was to make quality a big deal and be a role model to lower-level associates.
That's good.
Yeah, I thought that
I mean, that's real good. I mean, it's very simple, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, but and I thought this was interesting. It said, what weren't you prepared for? He said, pretty much the whole screening world was new to me when I started. So building doors and window screens took a good chunk of time.
As it would be to anybody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's kind of a specialty market.
Yeah. He said, but I had no idea what I was getting into as far as running a business because it's completely different from actually being a...
But let's say this. I mean, they have vehicles. They have routes. They're a service-oriented company. So there's a lot of things that are, you know, maybe not the same as In-N-Out Burgers because, you know that's a brick-and-mortar business. You know, people come to them instead of them going to the other business. But, you know, profits are the same. Bottom line's the same. You know, you have expenses. And, you know, it just may be a different line item as an expense, but a business is a business is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to use someone who's done a good job at it, I think that's great.
Well, and it's cool because they said they have done such a great job with their, you know, franchise and everything. But I think it's interesting because there are a lot of people that are doing this mobile stuff and then, like, a mobile food truck. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's less overhead. I'm sure there's more problems. I mean, what was that one time we interviewed the guy and he said, our generator went out however many times? And I'm like, that's got to be a bummer. You know, like being out in the middle.
Well, you say more overhead, but really there's not because a truck or a van or, you know, like a food truck size, you know what I mean, a larger vehicle, that's a lot cheaper than rent.
Oh, I said less overhead.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I thought it said more. No. Maybe you meant more for the other, for the brick and mortar.
Well, yeah.
Okay, yeah. But it's a great business model mm-hmm. is what it is.
Yeah.
The only bad thing is those vehicles, when you put a lot of miles on them, you know, you're going to have to turn those over pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I could not see where that would be good to lease those. You know, in just my opinion.
So it's just, it's interesting because this is on a rise with everything. And it's you know.
Well, it's also easier for people.
Right.
Oh, I don't have to bring a screen to you. That's great. You come to my house.
Well, and a lot of people, yeah.
You know, nowadays. I mean, mm-hmm. how many people, you know, if you remember when we moved to Florida, we moved in that subdivision on the golf course, and everybody had their grass cut by someone else, and I'm out there cutting my grass. You know, I'm from Tennessee, man. I cut my own grass, you know, and everything. Yeah. We didn't trim. I actually enjoy it and everything. And it's not a cheapskate. It's just, you know, my neighbor comes out there, and he goes, what are you doing? I went, I'm cutting my grass. What does it look like I'm doing? Nobody cuts their grass around here. We have people that do that. And I said, yeah, but you got to pay them. So, you know, but people, that's it. Yeah. I mean, of course, we live in a bunch of places with a bunch of retirees, too, and everything. But, you know, that's the name of the game nowadays. So, right. You know, bring it on. I think it's
well,
great.
Well, and I think
Uber, and you know what? They can bring the grill and have some In-N-Out burgers.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Hey.
Well, I don't know. I just read something about Uber today. They have actually launched something now where, you know, normally you schedule, like, the person to come pick you up. Mm-hmm. Now they're doing, I think, like, 30 days out. So you can, like, schedule, like, hey, I'm going to be taking a flight in, like, 20 or 25 days or something. Like,
well, have you seen the commercials on TV for Uber? Talking about the people, how you make extra money. And the one guy says, oh, I make $362 a week more. And he said, it's actually mm-hmm. more than that. And, you know, like, there's, like, an Olympic athlete who's training. And he says, I couldn't do it if it wasn't for Uber. You know, but, I mean, right. he has like a rickshaw. And, you know, he pedals around and everything. It has to be short distance. And you have to be within a certain – really not, but I thought it sounded
pretty good. Yeah, but I think that's where, you know, we were talking about sports, we were talking about it the other day, but it's going out of business, which is just as mind-boggling to me. Here they, like, spent all that money on the Denver's Broncos Stadium last year when they won the Super Bowl.
Well, why do you think they're going out of business?
Probably. But the whole thing is like, they're like, we can't compete with the new competitors and, like, the Lululemon and the
Well, it's online, good. Too, isn't it?
Well, that's part of their big stuff is Amazon just, I mean, and I love it. I mean, I was talking to my cousin the other day, and she even orders diapers off of it, which in Atlanta, you get, I mean, you can get stuff, like, dropped off and, like, hey, I need it in 2 hours. My baby is crying, and I need diapers.
Because of that type market, you mean?
Yeah, there's some bigger cities are launching where you can get it with this. But, I mean, like, the Prime is awesome. And so people love that, and that's where I think a lot of things are going. So, like, this mobile stuff. And, you know, just online stuff. And, like, we're making it easier for people. Just, like, it's very big, like, even in New York and these cities where people, like, when they order groceries online, they don't have to get out and go to the grocery.
But, you know, that's not a new thing.
For
decades and centuries, the store delivered babies.
It's just, oh, my God.
Think about it. Right to your doorstep.
It's the technology.
You put your order in.
Yeah.
You know. Blue hair, you know, blonde hair, red hair, brown, it doesn't matter, you know, blue eyes, green eyes, it doesn't matter. You put your order in there, how do you think we got you?
Oh my God, it makes so much sense.
But they mixed the order up when they sent you, I can tell you that.
I think I'm from mother, but you, I don't really understand that one, actually.
Okay, you know, how earlier, are you done with it? Can we move on? Are you done?
The stork just kicked it.
I thought you knew
that. I have a lot of questions for mother now, that's all.
Yes, you do. You've had a lot of questions for her. She's got a lot of answers for you, too. You may not want to hear them.
Probably not.
You know how we were talking about earlier about being prepared? You know, mm-hmm. the things that happen to small businesses. I want to read you this story. Not all of it. Belleville, Wisconsin. Drive past the dairy farms, cornfields, horse pastures here, and you will eventually arrive at Kate Machine and Welding, a small-town business run by Gene and Lori Kate and their sons. For 46 years, the Kates have welded many things, fertilizer tanks, jet fighter parts, cheese molds, and even the farmer's broken glasses. So they're pretty well established. That's right. And like many small businesses, they have a dusty old computer humming away in the back office. Well, this machine has been taken over by Chinese hackers. They had people come to the door one day and said, we got to tell you something. These Chinese hackers have used it to plan and stage attacks. They stage attacks like in Silicon Valley startup, the movie industry, and all these different things where they have used major corporations. And when they first told the Kates, they said, no way. I said, oh, it's an old, you know, we don't even hardly use a computer, but we keep it plugged up and on and online and everything. Duh. And, you know, they have, well, you know, this is easy prey. And this is what the article's talking about is so many small businesses, mom and pops, you know, a large corporation, they're going to have all this stuff, you know, for security.
Precautionary.
That's exactly right, because they don't want, but as a small business owner, this is some of the things you better be ready for, because, you know, you may store credit card numbers or vital information or things like that, you know, for your customers. You better be ready, because when that day comes and they take it from you, and they've done that before. But in this instance, they actually were using their server, their computer, as a gateway to do other things.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And they actually said it's a Manhattan firm that came to them. I think it's a California firm that had just started up just a little over a year ago, and they said, "Hey, this is what's happening." And they thought it was the Chinese hackers known as Cardoso Group. I mean, these guys are even named. I mean, they're one of the biggest ones. You know, it's kind of like In-N-Out Burgers. You know, they're known by everybody, and in that industry. And so over the years, the group has breached banks, law firms, tech companies, hijacked Forbes website, different things like that. This is crazy. They expect the market for threat intelligence to reach $1 billion next year, up from $255 million in 2013.
Oh,
$1 billion.
So they were using their server.
Their
so
server.
It's like just hooked up to the internet with the...
They said they offer perfect cover because, you know, they usually won't look for things like that.
Well, sure, it's like low key.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly, but a small business owner. 80% of the time, victims learn they have been breached only when law enforcement or someone else shows up with their stolen data, according to Verizon.
And
listen to this. I love it. When a case were asked, we want to do the right thing for the business. We had a meeting, and we want to do it for our country. Boom. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh. Hey, look at that.
Backbone of America. We'll be
when
right
you
back.
Have somebody come to the door, just walk away.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Business Beware Show. I kind of just want to let this song keep running because this is kind of how we feel tonight.
Yeah. Get on our soapbox.
Yeah. Anyway, well, if you want to send us questions, you have any comments you'd like to make about what we talk about, or like to send us a story. We always love stories and like hearing from people. You can
just
send,
make it a good one.
You can send them to ashley@businessbewareshow.com, or you can go to our website at businessbewareshow.com and see some... Oh, a bunch of stuff. I'm not even going through the list of it. Not even.
It's one of those things. It's mainly flub-ups.
Yeah.
We live in a world of flub-ups.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, speaking of flub-ups, this might be one. So this is a former Marine that was fired from a job for lowering the flag on Memorial Day. So basically, he went to put the American flag half-staff Memorial Day. Alan Thornwell, 29, was thinking about his best friend, a former Marine, who had said he had killed himself 2 years ago when he returned from the U.S. And so, basically, he put the flag down. I believe he worked for Time Warner Cable Company. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, anyway, but they ended up firing him over that. Which is... I really don't even know that I really have words for that. I mean, and honestly, like, I read this and I think, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. Well, then you're telling me that this isn't the first time it's happened. And I'm going, why? why does this keep happening, you know?
You know, and don't get me started on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in a country where you can burn the flag as an expression of for an expression. You burn the flag. This is a man, and I think he served. I think I'd seen this story before. He had served for 9 years, 9 or 10 years in the Marine Corps, and this is a man who's watched his friends and his comrades die, shed blood, die, come home in a casket for that flag, and he wanted to go put it at half mast on Memorial Day. Now, the thing is, a lot of people don't realize this, and I looked it up. The U.S. flag code. Advises the flag should be at half staff until noon on Memorial Day before being returned to its proper position. Now, I understand that, and this happened at 2:30 in the afternoon. And now listen to this. The the security officer who went out there to talk to him, you know what he said? He said, "Brother, I understand. I serve too." Mm. You know, he said, "I'm not, but it's company policy." And this guy says, "Hey," whenever after it's all over and done with, he said, "You know, he had already been fired." He says, "I don't think of it as Time Warner's property. I think it's everybody's flag." Mm. Hats off to you, buddy. I'm gonna tell you right now. You know, he gave his job for that. Shame on you for doing that to him. I mean, come on. It's exception to the rule. You're going to I can't even go there.
Well, I'm reading the comments on here, and it's kind of entertaining. Yeah, someone probably can't read
some of them.
Time Warner is not a Patriot company.
Yeah.
And, I mean, most of them are pretty negative towards, you know.
They should apologize. I mean, because it's just one of those things where, you know, I don't care who you are, you can't do something like that. You know, talking about flags. Here's another story. A lot of you heard about the firefighters that put the flag on the back of their truck. Well, I think it was Central Country Fire District. I don't know exactly where that was. It doesn't say it on this on what I've got. But they were having a meeting, and one of the evident commissioners, whoever it was, compared the practice of flying the American flags on trucks to ISIS, flying it. It's black flag while riding around in Iraq. You know, you've seen all the pictures on YouTube,
right,
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the flags and everything. Listen, this is what he says. They look like a bunch of yahoos, Gralinsky said at a board meeting. Like in the paper, like ISIS in Syria, going to take over a city. I don't think they need that big flag. He said that big flag. He didn't say, I don't think they need the American flag. He said, I don't think they need that big flag on the back of the truck. That's not American to me. Well, you know what? You are, I can't say what you are. Those are a bunch of terrorists. That's what he said. He said, those are a bunch of terrorists. So I'm going to ask you to take the flag off that truck. Later, Grzesinski apologized for the comment, claiming he chose his words poorly. Oh, boy. I'm surprised. Well, never mind. That's not the first time. In 2012, in Seminole, Florida, same thing happened. They wanted them. They had the flag on the truck. They wanted it taken off. 2014, Illinois, a small town, they were told to remove flags from their lockers. Firemen were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Firemen, I don't know why they're targeted and everything, but they're just a bunch of terrorists is what these people are saying.
Oh, I think
that the furthest thing from that, we know a lot of firemen. You know, they're personal friends of ours. But in Illinois, they told them to remove from their lockers. And one of them that was told to remove it had a flag on his locker, and that locker was his dad's locker
before him.
Who had served in the armed services and put the flag on a locker. Wow.
And so it's just disrespectful.
It is.
I mean, it's like a slap in the face.
It is.
And, you know, taking people.
Yes. And to say that they look like they're not, you know, now I want to tell you something. I've seen some rednecks with some flags on pickup trucks. You know what I mean? But you know what? I thought, well, they shouldn't be doing that. They kind of look, you know, like a redneck and everything. But I never said they look like a terrorist.
No.
Because they don't.
Bad. No.
They don't look like a terrorist.
No.
So I think they should all be apologized to. All they're doing is presenting the if they're doing it the proper way. I mean,
correct me if I'm wrong. We live in the United States of America. Is that not our flag? I mean, I'm just confused by that. I'm really confused by that. Like, I don't understand, like, what... If you don't like our flag, I guess you should leave.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, I mean,
no,
like...
I like what you're saying now.
We live in the U.S. of A.
And I don't think
that's
they were
flag.
Saying that they didn't like the flag, but to say
no,
something
I'm saying,
like that...
But even, like, Time Warner or something else. All I'm saying is that, I mean, we live here... Like, you know, it's like when those celebrities go and talk about stuff. Oh, I'm not going to vote for so-and-so because... Well, then go back to where you came from.
Well, that's what Eric Trump told all those people, said they're going to leave the country if he's elected president. He told them on news, said, just give me a list of whoever wants to go and I'll buy you a ticket.
Well, and this is why I don't talk politics, because I will just get in a fight with somebody.
Well, and they're both.
It just
it's both sides. It's pretty crazy.
You know,
yeah.
So it just, that's my take on it, is that, you know, come on, people. Like,
But to say they look like a bunch of terrorists, and, you know, he finally ended up coming back saying that. But the thing is
that,
you know.
Let me take that back.
As American small business owners, we can do better than this. Mm-hmm. We can do better.
Hey, small businesses are backbone of America.
That's exactly right.
Raise your flag.
Fly your flag is all I got to say. The American flag. We'll see you next week. Have a good week. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand.
You hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.